A Mile at a Time by Nancy Bird Turner. Do you remember how the Bernardo children worked together to send grandmother to Naples? Here is another story of some children who worked together to make an old lady happy. Jerry and Joan knew why their neighbor, Miss Phoebe Tabb, was sad about her lilac bush. The bush was lovely, but Miss Phoebe's face was wistful when she looked at it. Memorial Day was coming, and there was no way to send the flowers down to Ridgefield to be placed on the grave of her soldier nephew. There had not been a way for a great number of years now. The neighborhood was thinly settled. Jerry and Joan and their widowed mother were Miss Phoebe's only neighbors. Moreover, the rough roads were seldom used. There was small chance of a traveler's passing at the right time. "She's too old to walk to Ridgefield," Jerry said, "and we are too young." "And Mother can't leave the baby," added Joan. After a while, Joan said suddenly, "Jerry, let's carry the flowers 1 mile anyway. Surely we can find someone to carry them the other miles." Jerry threw his cap into the air. "We'll do it," he said. They hurried home and laid the plan before their mother. "Mrs. Jennifer's is the only house you could walk to," she said. "You might try there." "Why, bless your hearts," Miss Phoebe cried when the children told her. She got up early on Memorial Day, picking great sprays of fragrant lilacs and wrapping the stems in thick cotton. "You can take turns at carrying them," she told the children. "Pass the word along that the blossoms are for the grave of Roderick Tabb, and if you should have to bring them back, I shall not cry."